3 points. Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero! Let's call it Shearer's header! And talk about an instant impact! Arsenal really are motoring now!
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host, Reggie. Tonight we got Joe on the phone. Liverpool Logan can't be with us this week. Tonight we're going to be talking about the EPL. We're going to be talking about refereeing in the EPL. I don't have anything to say. We're also going to stop off in Serie A and find out what's going on in that league. And then we're going to end off the show with talking about our most underrated and overrated players so far in the EPL and Serie A. But guys, as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com. That's football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L-weekly.com. You can subscribe to our podcast on Twitter, the @footballweeklypod, all one word. You can subscribe to us on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. You can subscribe to download all our episodes. We're on iHeartRadio, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, we're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, we're on Audible. We are on everything that you use to download podcasts. So guys, without any further ado, let's get into this. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this.
I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again. So watch it. Drink it in.
Jack Wilshere, Cazorla, Giroud again. Jack Wilshere. It's stunning from Arsenal.
This is Marcus Hansen from FTF Canada, and you're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Joe, I don't know, man. It's such a good thing that we didn't do the show right after the Arsenal-Wolves game, because I don't think I could have got through it. It would have been a scene out of what's the movie with the most curses in it? It would have been a scene out of that movie. Unbelievable,
yeah,
Joe.
It's got to be a gangster movie, no? A mobster movie.
I don't know which movie it would be. A lot of bombs dropping.
Like Red Card Hell. like a red card. Red Card? Like Red Card, he's out? Yeah, a red card. Like he's ejected. Oh, gone from the game? Red. Like, it's going to be a penalty. I don't know. That was pretty good. I don't know. It's a stretch, eh? Good fellas. I don't know. Funny yes, how?
I see it.
That's a bad one. It's a stretch. But, I felt really bad for
when watching
Arsenal
it,
fans.
Yeah, for sure. When watching it, I was like, when he pulled him down, I was like, Luis is at it again, which is probably what the referee thought as well. And that's why he made the call. But you have the ability to go back in time and make the right decision. Both commentators said, oh, there's no contact whatsoever. And if there is contact, it's initiated by the striker. No red card, no penalty shot. We'll move on. And I don't know, Joe.
Okay,
I don't know.
Here's my take. There's a lot of takes I have on it. A lot of takes. No way it's red. It's not a red card.
Not on this planet.
Here's what. No, it's not. It's really not. We'll get to the VAR garbage. That's what I'm calling it now, VAR garbage, debacle in a second. Let's just take a look at how it affected the game and Arsenal. You can get a man sent off in a game when you're up a goal, and it can affect the game in so many ways. We get it. But when you're up a goal, you've dominated. You've really dominated. Like, that's unfortunately for Arsenal, one of the best halves of football you guys have played all year, I think. Fans, you guys can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Me as a neutral who watches a fair bit of Arsenal, I'd say, wow, that was some really smashing stuff. Nicola Pepe, who I've been really hard and harsh on.
Me too.
Showed up. The commentators in the game even made, in the broadcast, even made note of, finally it's making do, high money signing, big money signing, sorry. So they were dominant in the game, dominant. And then, of course, on a counter, ball gets played behind David Luiz, whatever, he's going to recover. And okay, yes, you make the referee think about it. But okay, before we get to that, it is so hard to recover from crucial moments in a game. That is like, it's just a psychological blow, I think. Getting a red, getting scored on right before the half, and then having the face, being a man down who's not even closely rightfully sent off. The mindset in the dressing room has got to be, they're human beings. There's no way it wasn't like, oh, right? Don't you think there had to be a collective like, are you kidding me? To say the least.
Arteta had to be like that, because I finally have this team playing the way I want, and then Boom.
Yeah.
And if you want to also take a look, Joe, again, and I don't want to talk about referees being corrupt. The head of the Referees Association is a referee that hates Arsenal. Let's just put it that way. When we had our old Twitter account, I don't even know, Joe, maybe 8-9 months ago, I posted the game, the Invincible season, or the season after the Invincibles. We still went nine games undefeated. So the streak was continuing. And where do we end up going for the 50th game? Old Trafford. And I put the clip up of the referee performance from that game. And it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting performance. It should be 3 red cards in the first half for Manchester United. 100%. Wayne Rooney dives in the box and gets a PK. And it's the guy who leads the referees in England right now, who's the head, who was that referee. And I'm not even going to say his name. And I put that clip up maybe 9 months ago, talking about how there's a blatant bias towards certain teams in the EPL, whether it's good bias in Manchester United or bad bias against Arsenal. And you can sit there and say, oh, Reggie, conspiracy this, conspiracy that, like everyone says, but it's obvious now. It's obvious. You're in the game. It's 2 minutes extra time, but it's 47 minutes and 30 seconds you're playing on. And then they get that break. Why are we playing the extra 30 seconds for? For what? It's the first half. There's no subs. Why are we playing an extra 30 seconds for?
Yeah, listen, Reggie, I mean, you have, like I said, when you have multiple events like that, of course, I know I do the same. And, you know, I did last week and so on. But I get it. Like, I hear it. And I'm just looking at, obviously, myself, I'm not looking at it as passionate and as deeply as yourself. I'm going to deal with, yes, like what happened this past week. And it just, whether that is true, and you know, I would venture to say it's closer to that, because, you know, those are things that have been happening. You're not just, you know more about it than myself. But that's what happened this past week. It's just getting it wrong. It's getting it wrong. And we talked about this. Yes, sorry. We talked about this week. If VAR is supposed to get it right, and that's what I'm questioning. That's what you're questioning. I know you've questioned it since day one, to be fair. Mm-hmm. For me, I watch VAR, and it's not like it's to get the right call. This clear and obvious error message is like an error message. Like, not to make a joke about it. It's like, what do you mean? So only if there's been a clear and obvious error, but is there not VAR? Is the eyes above. It is the clarity. It's supposed to be the clarity, right? That, for me, that's what it is. So if the referee is reffing the game on the field, yes, we want to give him or her they see it. But it's happening so fast, there's a lot that we could miss. So the fact that VAR is there is to catch the things that we miss, catch the events, the sequences, the instances, whatever you want to call it. Maybe it's in the wording. Can we not get the right call? Should that not be the goal of VAR? Because anybody who watched that game knows that was not the right call. That is never the right call.
But Joe, never. His best friend sitting in the VAR room watching the game.
And here's your point that you were saying this week too. And I, this is where, you know, we might sound like conspiracy theorists. It's not. Could it be? Could we raise the question? Is that okay? If Joe is reffing the game, Reggie is the VAR today, running the VAR room. Wow, the whole world is watching, or a lot of the world is watching Joe ref the game. Wow, I can't really call out my friend, can I? That's what I'm afraid is happening.
We have to go to dinner on Saturday night. How am I going to? That's going to be an awkward dinner, you know?
VAR has to be, it's either you're in or you're out with VAR. We said this before, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's there to get the right call. It's not there, the clear and obvious error stuff. No, it's there to make the right call. If I make a call on the field and in my estimation, it's done right in front of me, it's split second sometimes or fast. The advantage and the goal of having the VAR is to make sure that I made the right call or as close to the right call as possible. That is a shocking call. It's a horrible call. And never mind Arsenal fans, the game lost. Yeah. The game of football lost that night, because it's horrible. Like that takes, the players on the field were not decisive there, because the player, the story was that Arsenal was playing one of its best games of the year, and no one likes Wolves more than me. I enjoy Wolves play a lot. They're one of those teams where I do enjoy. This year, a little bit down on the points, but, you know, I usually really enjoy watching them play, as I usually watch Arsenal too, for example. So there's no, like, horse in the game here. It just changed the game so much in a way that I think now it could galvanize the team. We'll talk about that. But in that match, to not get the right call and then to see how it ended up, and he was like, well, that's not the point. It is. It has to be part of the conversation.
Of course it is.
We need VAR to get the right call, not this only clear and obvious error. What if I miss a clear and obvious error? What if I miss something? Well, then the argument would be said, well, that's the point. That's the clear and obvious error. But this is – referee makes call to send off player. Yeah. We have video evidence to show that, no, that is not the right thing.
I don't like that terminology, clear and obvious, because you can make anything clear and obvious if you try hard enough. You can say it's not a clear and obvious error because in the angle he has, he might have seen it this way. So it's not a clear and obvious that he made an error there because that's what he saw. So I can't overturn that. You have to get rid of the terminology. It's either yes or no. It's either one or two. It's either black or white. This is very easy to fix. And another thing that kills me about that incident is that the referee doesn't even go for himself to take a look at it. I don't understand why he doesn't take a look at it for himself.
Okay, so Logan was saying in our chat that it was looked at.
By who?
I was saying it wasn't. Yeah, so – but I think maybe what Logan was thinking that the VAR looked at it.
Okay,
so
but VAR should be saying, hey, no, you know what?
Is that what he was saying? No, I'm asking. Is that? I think that's what
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Yeah, because the referee – yeah, sorry. No, I'm saying I'm saying is that what he meant? Because the referee did not go and look at it. The referee on the field did not go look at it.
Ridiculous.
Correct?
Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, he didn't.
Right? That's right.
He
didn't. Yeah. No, yeah. And that, to me, that's – I don't
know.
Wrong. I don't know.
It's wrong.
I say this every week. It's the best league in the world because whether you like for me, you know that I'll prefer to watch Serie A because I'm just a fan and a fanatic about Serie A. I love the EPL guys. I mean, it's the best players are there down the list. Obviously, there's great players in the leagues. I get it. I'm not saying that. Messi, Ronaldo examples, of course. The level at which the EPL is played at, the money that is involved, the league, it deserves better. It deserves better. Every league deserves better. I'm watching it, and there are holes in every VAR. There's nothing that's perfect. People laugh at me. We talk about probably, Joe, have you lost your mind? Have you watched Serie A? Listen, I get it. There's lots of holes with it. I get that. But I think I can't believe I'm going to say this. The EPL is really, really suffering with its refereeing and its use of VAR. We've talked about this, how the Bundesliga seems to have, out of all the, not so greats, it's doing a pretty good job. I think that's not the point, Reggie. I think the point is they really got to do something here in the EPL. Never mind the offsides that are just comical, Southampton and other teams and so on. And it's like you go down the list every week, but let's just deal with this situation. Absolutely outrageous. People are going to say, well, it's Reggie and Arsenal. No, this is, I'll say it. That was, I cannot believe that happened. I don't know, Reggie.
There's no reason for them to fix it. And if they were going to fix it, they would have done it by now. When that incident with Tyrone Mings happened, the next day that rule was changed. When Rodri came from offside to take that rule was changed the next day. If they wanted to fix VAR, this would have been done last season. And there's no need for them to fix it because they have dummies in charge and dummies are going to ruin the game.
Reggie, I think it's not flexible, the approach. I mean, there's the Sherlock comment of the day, but you gotta get the right call. The Pickford situation with Van Dijk, like all this stuff, like
England's number one, isn't he?
Reggie, Joe. I don't know.
Maguire doesn't get called for fouls. Harry Kane doesn't get for fouls. Vardy doesn't. Pickford doesn't.
Let me clarify. Come on, man. My point was, I don't know if he should be England's number one.
Oh, he shouldn't be, but he is, and that's probably why he doesn't get any punishment. They're above the law in England, right? So
it's not good for the game. Let's just make that very clear. And people could be losing jobs. I'm not putting that mildly. What if a relegation team, relegation?
It happened, Joe.
Yeah.
Cardiff, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Bang on, spot on.
And they haven't been back, and the coach hasn't been back in the EPL. And that was three seasons ago, two seasons ago?
it is not easy to get back. We know that because, you know, people, we understand, like, the championship is one hell of a league to win, right? And so on. I'll turn the page on that. It's, I think anybody can agree with us. Most will agree. Horrible. Just absolutely a dark spot for the EPL with the use of VAR and refereeing decisions.
It's blatant bias. It's blatant bias towards Arsenal. Sorry, guys. That's what it is.
Saying that. It is. I mean, I don't know if I can.
The week before, the cheater from United. What's his name? The guy, the cheater, the Portuguese guy. What's his name? Fernandez.
That should have been a red.
Come on. It wasn't even a Joe. It wasn't even a foul.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. So again, I know Reggie's saying that, and listen, I get it, because I'll never tell a person who cheers for their team, because they know more about their team than me. Right? You're following them religiously, as I follow my team. But they've been really unlucky with horrible decisions.
You think it's unlucky, Joe? I don't.
Well, I mean, that I'll leave that to you.
I don't think it's unlucky.
I'm giving you the benefit of doubt. That's really hard luck.
Joe, if that's Mustafi or David Luiz or Xhaka and they go to VAR, that's a three-game red card right there. So I don't want to hear anything about that.
Yeah, listen, do Arsenal fans and have every right to be upset about that? 1,000%. Probably just as much as the David Luiz red card. I agree. Because these things mount, you know, these things change. You know, Bruno Fernandes gets sent off in that game. Hey, there's a good chance you guys come out of that with a win.
Of course.
So, you know,
England's captain, guess, though, right? So what can you do?
I guess let's move to what I was saying to you in the week two about the game. I think, things are performance-based. And I think, yes, it's results-based. We understand that it's a top level. But why there's promise for Arsenal is, I think, a couple things here. The performance was fantastic in the first half. You know, the first 44 minutes of it, Reggie, sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, it was great. No, it was great. Like, you know, the team looked like playing with purpose. You had its attacking players that were confident.
They were going to stuff them, Joe. 4-5-0, they were going to stuff them.
They looked really sharp. I'm going to be honest with you, Reggie. I think it could be a galvanizing point, because I think the players, they galvanized behind the point, hey, you know, David Luiz should not have been sent off. You know, it's a rallying point. And who knows? We'll see. Mm-hmm. Huge match for Arsenal, obviously, this weekend. You know, there's the understatement. Mm-hmm. I mean, what match isn't big? But I guess we'll see what happens there, Reggie. Anyway, the VAR needs to be looked at. The refereeing has got to be better. Let's get the right call. I think if we can, let's get the right call. Let's not look at clear and obvious here. Let's make sure we get the right call. We have these resources available to us. Let's just use them. Use the resources in the best way that we can to get the best, not the best call, the right call, not best, because that's different.
I just want to go to the game that came on right after the Arsenal game, which was, I believe it was Southampton and Manchester United, the 9-0 game. Now, there was an incident in that game as well where Martial dived. It was a dive. And I believe the defender's name was Benarak. He got sent off. VAR looked at it.
Yes.
Mike Dean was the ref. Oh, my God. Mike Dean was the ref. Looked at it. Said, red card, penalty shot. VAR looked at it and said, hey, go look at it for yourself on the monitor. So he went over to look on the monitor. Monitor wasn't working. Shocking. VAR call against Manchester United. The monitor's not working. Okay. Well, I'll take it, I guess. So they play. He gets the red. Since it wasn't working, red card stands, penalty shot, whatever. They end up losing 9-0, but that's neither here nor there. Well, they're already down a man, so now they're down to 9 and whatever. They're already down, I think, 4 or 5 by then anyway. So next day, Southampton appeals, Arsenal appeals. Let's guess which one of them got overturned and which one didn't. I mean, Joe, if I touched you like that, you wouldn't even think I touched you. The way these guys went down, Martial especially, like he'd been shot. So they rescinded the red card from the Southampton player because the VAR monitor wasn't working. And I'm just sitting there scratching my head, but the referee in the Arsenal game didn't even go over and look at it himself. So How can you overturn it because the VAR monitor wasn't working and then the referee doesn't go over in one game and you still uphold that one? It's a mess, Joe. It's a bloody mess, man. I'm telling you. From the get-go, I said this thing's going to be ridiculous and useless, and I'm being proved right every week. Every week this thing does something.
You did say that. You did, and I will say that I cannot believe that VAR – I thought the VAR would be the worst in Serie A for obvious reasons.
No, you got fit, smart referees, guys that can run around, guys that have common sense. We have referees that are just there to get a paycheck. That's it. Couldn't care less what happens.
If you'd have to score, for me, it would be Bundesliga, La Liga, Serie A, and EPL. And that should not be the case. EPL is the showpiece league in the world at the moment, and it's just wrong. I think we're top to bottom, you know, clubs, players, managers, jobs are on the line, guys. Like, this is not, you know, and fans, we're losing it. Like, you know, we've talked about a goal offside, you know, we don't even know when we can celebrate, and this needs to be fixed, and I cannot believe that, you know, the leagues are not, and federations are not looking to fix this quick. And I think we know why. No one wants to admit they're wrong. They don't want to call people out. So
just be better at your job then. If you don't want people to call you out for making mistakes, try not to make mistakes. Actually care about your job. That's all I'm asking. Just be better at your job, and we won't have to worry about every decision.
So when
going
you call
VAR.
In, you call in Mike. You call in Mike Dean, and Reggie sits down with Mike Dean. Hey, hi, Reggie. Yep. So, Reggie, at this point, you're like the head of the – how about you're the officials review board? The officials review board. So a new committee has been formed. So, Mike Dean. Hi, Reggie. So I'm here for my review. So, Mike, I just think when it comes down to it, you just need to be – yes, you know, are there any suggestions maybe in how I, you know, review the games? And no, I just think, Mike, you just need to be better at your job. So, I mean, hey. I don't know. If you guys know Reggie, you know that he's a pretty intimidating guy, a nice guy. Can be intimidating. And I think if you, Reggie, sit down with Mike Dean and Michael Oliver?
We would.
David Oliver?
Those two are the You know what?
Oliver am I talking about? Oliver Bonaccini. What am I talking about?
Oliver. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a good one, too.
Okay. The Olivers, you can say, hey, refs, here's our suggestion. Reggie, I'm expecting a big PowerPoint. No slides presentation.
No, backhands. Backhands for everybody. Backhands for everybody. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah, virtual, of course.
Of course.
And there would be, of course, 2020-21 version. Be better at your job. And you know what, guys?
Slideshow over.
That's it. That's right.
One slide. Be better at your job.
Mic drop. That's right.
And I wanted to, just before we leave the VAR and the referees and all that stuff, because it sounds like sour grapes. It really isn't. But you mentioned Michael Oliver, and when Michael Oliver came into the EPL, I saw him as the guy that was going to take over for Howard Webb, and that's how he was touted. And he would ref Manchester United, Liverpool. He would ref the Man City United game. He'd ref Tottenham, Arsenal games, and you know you're going to get a good game out of him. And it's as the years gone by, it's just like. You know, it looks like the other refs have got to him and been like, hey, you know what? You're making 90% of the right calls, 95% of the right calls. I'm only making 50% of the right calls. You need to get down to our level. And he's become one of the worst referees in the EPL as well. And I don't get it. But it's not, like I said, it sounds like sour grapes, but it's not. And if anybody wants to watch Saturday morning, 7:30, Arsenal plays Aston Villa. Let's see what ridiculous calls are made in that game against Arsenal. Because I guarantee you there's going to be at least two. So we move on.
Do we preview? We're going to preview Liverpool City. And of course, without Liverpool, Logan.
Yeah, where is that guy? Oh, they lost. No. They lost to who'd they lose to? Brighton?
I tell you, we're going to do something quickly, guys, soon about underrated and overrated players. I mentioned this manager before.
Yeah, Potter.
Wow. I mean, they're in the fight of their lives, so but we'll talk about it.
But it was the Seagulls. Was it Brighton being that good, or was it Liverpool being horrendous?
Liverpool has obviously had a ton of great chances to score. I mean, that's always going to be the case when you have a great side playing against the sides are struggling, but you know what? again, I think Alisson being out was big. You know, Liverpool is having injuries. We get that. It's big. I mean, they signed Kabak, I think it was, right? And
who, Liverpool? You're asking
yes,
me?
This player is, I was hoping, AC Milan was really Hertha Berlin. Hertha Berlin, yes, that's right.
You're right.
And I tell you, he I've been following a bit too, and I was hoping that he would come to AC Milan, but Kabak, you know, signing with Liverpool should help. I know that AC Milan was really tracking him for a long time, but I guess, you know, VVD, Virgil van Dijk, is one of his heroes. They come calling. It's kind of hard to say no to Liverpool.
Yeah.
So, yes, I know they go in this game, you know. I mean, they just played against Brighton. Yes, Brighton gets a huge result, you know. But, again, Liverpool, still not the Liverpool. They're injured. Like, you know, they're missing guys. And, you know, they created a lot of chances here to win. But, obviously, the big match here. I mean, they this is not the way they wanted to go into playing City. Right, with them dropping more points, and it's you know, a massive match. It really is, Reggie. It is the match, is it not? Right now, no. This, you know, Liverpool against City, like, it's.
Well, I feel
Liverpool afford lose.
Well, I feel whoever wins this game. Well, obviously, whoever wins this game is going to have a march on the other one for sure. Yeah. Liverpool has to win. They have to win.
I don't think they go in this with. This just seems like a year for Liverpool where, like, things are going wrong. You know, guys are dropping here and there. Yes, every team deals with it, but you know, they're still in it. Don't get me wrong; they are still in it. I think we said this before.
Yeah, but now some of the teams that are below them are starting to creep up now.
That's the thing. Yes, that is the thing. And, right. And that race, I think that what a tight race, 1-10 and beyond anyway. But, like, it's – yeah, this is – we always say this, a must win. It looks as close to a must win, do or die.
Has to be.
Game for – it has to be. So, I mean, City's playing some stuff, aren't they? Oh, my gosh, they are playing some stuff.
It's not bad.
You know? Yeah, they're playing some good stuff. I mean,
it's kind of hard not to perform the squad you have.
Yeah,
right?
I understand. So. Yeah, I think we were going to get into this more. I think maybe for next time we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but we will. Reggie and I will get into our usual Pep ain't that good. Pep's pretty good. Talk, but
Pep's garbage, man. Piece of garbage. as a coach, he's great. As a human being, he's garbage. Oh, on the street. Yeah. That guy.
Well, Reggie, I know you're alluding to how he did some guys dirty, but I'm gonna say anyway. We don't want to get too much into this today, I think, but we got other stuff we want to get to. But yeah, I mean, I can't. The way they're playing, and I'm a Pep guy. I will absolutely say I really enjoy what he's done for the game of football. I he's one of those guys, but I just think. Just something to watch. I was actually telling some young players this on a Zoom call. You know, watching what Cancelo has done, what he's done for João Cancelo in terms of where João Cancelo's movements are. And yes, he starts it right back. You know, I'm talking about the positioning on the field and how he comes inside and how his movement really dictates where other players make their movements and get behind players, and the combinations is really, really cutting edge stuff. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, Cancelo is one of those guys, Joe. That's a great pickup by them.
He was always good, right?
Yeah, he was always good. But
what he's done with him this year is, even with the move, like, okay, I said Cancelo, but I mean, just in terms of that position of what he's trying to do, and you know, there's Pep again with the false nine stuff. We don't want to make too much about this because I really want us to give a lot of. I think Reggie and I have a good. Conversation and battle of it, which will be good. So we're going to set that up. We're going to do that. We will do that one day. Guys are asking. We'll do it. I really like watching that. No, we will. But the playing, like just the style. I just really enjoy watching it. And he's got the team is clicking. Can we just mention this about them? They're not conceding goals. That's what's different this year. They are not conceding goals. They are not conceding. And, you know, not really a true number nine, And again, that Reggie's thing is valid. A lot of great players. Well, let's get serious.
Hey, Kevin De Bruyne is out for 6 weeks. No problem. We'll just slot this. Yeah. We'll slot Gundogan in. No problem.
We talk about this what all teams the time. Can do that? Reggie says it.
What teams can do that?
Their depth. No other team, Reggie. No other team. I saw something that said the other day, Real Madrid has not signed a player in the last three transfer windows. Is that not an amazing stat?
Well, they're $1 billion in debt.
Yeah. Here's my point, right? So, like, Real Madrid, who is, you know, Galacticos, Real Madrid, have not signed a player in three transfer windows.
That can't be right. Barcelona. That can't be right. When did Hazard go there?
You know, Reggie, I think it's the last two or three.
Really? No? Okay.
I think so. People are going to freak on me. I might be wrong, so we better check that. The point is no one can match City's spending, right?
Nobody. That's what they're famous for, right? Spending, so.
Nobody.
That's
like, is it a commercial?
Some of them, their owners might be wearing those stripes one day, so you never know. But we won't get into that. So we're looking forward to the City Liverpool game. We think it's a must win for Liverpool. Well, every game's a must win for most teams, especially when you're at the top. But I think Liverpool needs to pull out a result here. I don't think a draw is good enough. I think they have to go for all 3 points. And I think maybe that they had their eye on that game while they were playing Brighton. Did they start their regular guys? Like, did Sadio Mane start and Salah? I didn't watch the game. So, I don't know about Firmino, but. Yeah. I think Origi started that game, showing it that they don't really have that much depth. But I don't know. I think Origi did start that game. I think Firmino came off the bench. Right. Still, again, I think for Liverpool, it's a must win. They have to go out all guns blazing, and hopefully it's a great game. Can't wait for that one.
That looks like the game. Yeah, of course. I'm excited for that one, especially on Super Sunday. I think it's on Sunday.
Well, it's the second game of the week. Arsenal plays Villa, man. That's the first game. So.
My apologies, Reggie.
No problem. I'm here. That's what I'm here for. I'm VAR for your comments.
You're VA Reggie.
That's it. So we wanted to do something a little bit fun at the end of the show. We wanted to name some of the guys that we thought were either overrated or underrated. Are we doing that today, Joe? Want to do that today?
Let's do it, and then we'll just quickly tell you what to look for in Serie A.
Let's do Serie A first.
Let's tell them what to look for in Serie A.
Yeah.
Juventus, Roma. Play.
Oh, wow.
You know, there was Coppa Italia this week. It's two legs. I mean, kind of foolish in this, you know, silly time to do that. But Inter played Juventus, not bad. And Inter, it was 2-1 final for Juventus. Mm-hmm. A little bit of an error by Handanovic and Bastoni. And this guy, you might know him, CR7, scored 2 goals, penalty, a PK, I think. Ooh. And yeah, exactly. And 2 goals for Cristiano Ronaldo again. 2-1 in the first leg. Romelu Lukaku was suspended for this game, of course, with the Ibra situation.
Right.
So he'll be back for the second leg. And Atalanta and Napoli played to a 0-0, 0-0. And the first legs, we'll get to that. But again, the match, we used to say match clue de la giornata. You like that already? The key match of the day.
Nice.
Match clue de la giornata. El campeonato de Serie A. Gotta give Reggie a little chuckle there. It is Juventus Roma, obviously. Roma is the match clue, the game, the key match of the week. And Edin Dzeko stripped of his captaincy. So,
oh, wow.
You know, see there, it was a last minute deal that was supposed to see Alexis Sanchez go to Roma and Dzeko to Inter. Didn't happen. So just something to keep an eye out for the ownership situation in Inter. Doesn't look, you know. Oh, here's a surprise. Antonio Conte's upset.
No.
Yeah. And so apparently, I think Antonio Conte, 2 things this week, you know, saying that, you know, Inter created everything and Juventus didn't do much, but that's Antonio Conte. And he says, I don't even know if Handanovic had to make a save. Antonio Conte doing his thing again. And then, of course, commenting on the ownership situation. When asked, he said, well, you know, we had a project and then it got interrupted now with this. So, surprise, Antonio Conte not happy. So, just something to keep an eye on.
Inter team is fantastic, Joe. So, I don't know what else he wants.
I don't. So, this deflection. Anyway, so they won today, Reggie, in a Friday fixture. They beat Fiorentina.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-0 and 2-0. And listen, they're top of the table now because AC Milan plays tomorrow, on Sunday. But you got to think, anyway, we've talked about this, where there is pressure on them to win. So that's Serie A. Yeah, let's get to our little thing that we just kind of thought we'd, you know.
That's a tight race in Serie A, just as EPL. I know.
it is a tight race. You got the two Milanese clubs, you know, from Milano, from Milan, battling, and it's like stuff of the old time. Listen, I'm telling you here, Lazio is on fuego here. They're on fire.
Yeah.
They're really firing, playing some good stuff. You know, lose to Atalanta in the cup, but then promptly beat them in the league. And they're coming to it. We're going to get to what we're going to talk about in terms of overrated, underrated players in a certain league, in the EPL. We might do that one day with Serie A. I just give you a couple names to look out for. They're really playing very well right now. Zaccagni from Hellas Verona, that plays as an attacking midfielder, wide player, doing really good things. And Manuel Lazzari from a wide player, you know, kind of wing back from Lazio, really, you know, playing with some stuff. And yeah, a couple guys to look out for.
Okay. So we can do that maybe next week or the week after.
I'll prep myself.
I'm going to have to prep myself too, believe me. I was looking for underrated guys in the EPL, and it was a struggle. But
yeah, like, so anyway,
just to remember who we played and who stood out and all this stuff. So maybe four for each section. Yeah, I think so.
Underrated players in this season's EPL, and I got a couple from some reason, but I'd like to hear where you go with that first, Reggie, because you had a couple of good ones, big man. So I'd like to hear what you'd say for that.
Well, I think, and it's William Saliba. You remember Saliba? He used to play for Arsenal. Got loaned to Nice, I believe. It was his partner back at Saint Etienne when they were both there, and it's Wesley Fofana that plays for Leicester at the back. He's been fantastic.
Really good call, yeah.
In a league where you have Thiago Silva and you have Van Dijk and you have David Luiz and you have other great defenders there. He's great.
Is there a club, Reggie, that has made smarter buys in the transfer market in the last couple of years than Leicester City?
Well, Leicester City, even on my list here, and I just realized that, like, I have in the underrated and the overrated, I've got two Leicester players in both. So it's very, very good buys. I mean, where they're picking up guys like Fofana, where they're picking up guys like Tielemans, where they're picking up guys like, or they're bringing James Maddison through and Harvey Barnes, and you know, add them to the guys that you have in Didi, Vardy. Like, where are Arsenal? Where are Man United? Where are those guys shopping? Where they can't find these guys?
Yeah, I think Leicester's doing their homework. I really like what their transfers over the years, and never mind, and how about who they've sold, Harry Maguire, and making money, unbelievable.
Oh, they couldn't they probably couldn't wait. 80 million, bite off your arm for that.
Unbelievable what they've done in the transfer market. You mentioned another underrated guy who's getting a little bit more love, but still underrated comparatively, and that is in their midfield, right?
Tielemans.
Yeah, what a player.
I think he was on loan originally, and they made it permanent, and that was it.
I just really like Tielemans. I like his demeanor too. Never mind his play. A footballer you just like. I mean, I think he'd be great to have in your team and doing some great things. For me, Reggie, one of the guys that I have on there, a couple of guys. I mean, you might shake your head at this one. I do think underrated is Fabinho. I think as a player,
which Fabinho?
Really? Fabinho from Liverpool.
I thought there was another one. Nah, he's not underrated, Joe. No.
You don't think he's underrated, Reggie?
No, I think maybe you're looking at him as a defender. He's underrated because he plays as a good defender, but he's a midfielder, right? I don't think he's underrated at all.
I think he's underrated in terms of, you know, his value to a team. And Fabinho impressed me a lot, and I think he's done really well. I think I agree with you in the Fofana thing for sure. I even look at Doucouré from Everton.
Yes. Well, there was almost a bidding war for him when Watford went down, but Everton seems
he's done really well.
Yeah, and even taking Allen and bringing in Rodriguez, and they did some good business, but that's not what this is about. We're talking about underrated players. So, yeah, I mean, that's a guy you could put on your list for sure.
I agree. The Fofana one for me is absolutely, I agree, spot on. And even, you know, is this guy underrated? For me, he is. I think he's, I mean, Villa's having a great year. I mean, you know, great year. Mm-hmm. They're a fun team to watch. I think that, you know, the Grealish thing has been, we talked about, but they got some good players. I think Tyrone Mings is a guy that, you know, is he ready to make a, so those are the guys from me. I know there's other ones, you know, I think guys are having a great year that, you know, like, again, for me, those are the guys that kind of stand out in underrated seasons.
Well, I had one more guy in my underrated list, and it's a guy from West Ham, striker up top, Mikel Antonio. I mean, watching the last game against Villa, he set up both of, believe it or not, Jesse Lingard's goals. I said both. He scored twice. Yes. I couldn't believe it, but he set up both of them, and it's just good hold up play. He doesn't get enough love in the league. Everyone's looking for that fast, dynamic striker. He's just a big guy who has a little bit of pace, but he can hold up the ball, and he has good feet, and it's a throwback type of striker, which most teams aren't looking for, but he...
And I like him.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
I like him as we talk about, as a likable guy and a teammate. For sure. I kind of like him for sure, so yeah.
All right, so we agree on most of our underrated people. Let's go to the overrated. This one's easier, right?
Do you want to do this one, or do you want to leave our? You want to tease our guys? Oh, you know, and bring them back
for sure.
Next week for our
sure.
overrated
we can
guys,
do that.
Right?
For sure, we can do
so
that.
Guys,
for sure, we can do that.
And maybe you guys can hit us up. Tell us, maybe Reggie will do something like that. Or you guys tell us, you know, let us know who you think is your overrated. We'll listen to some of your underrated too, and tell us if we were wrong, and you know if you disagree. But definitely next week we will talk to you about our overrated.
You guys won't believe who I have on the overrated list. You won't believe it.
Tune in. Just please tune in. I like that. Yeah, for sure.
So what are we looking forward to this weekend, Joe? I know what I'm looking forward to. I think there's three games that we can watch and say, yeah, that'll be a good game. And two of them in the EPL, one in Serie A.
Yeah, for sure. As always, you know, we said, if we just had to put, obviously, our teams we want to see, we get that. But Liverpool City, of course, big match. And, of course, Juventus and Roma. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, for me, I'm really intrigued to see this Liverpool City match to see how they go. But, of course, you know, Juve Roma. And, again, all your teams, all your clubs that you guys follow, just like me and Reggie with our teams, you know, doesn't matter who they're playing, what time, and so on. It's still the biggest game for us. So we get it, footy fans. We understand, right? But, yes, if it was a neutral thing, Juventus, Roma, and of course, Liverpool, Man City.
Well, if Liverpool loses that game, maybe we can start off next week's show with Gerrard to Liverpool? Nah, it can't be. No, it can't be.
You tease Reggie. Just quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, I should. Well, he's doing a great job at Rangers, and I heard something, but we'll leave it for next week. Guys, as usual, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.